Shams 1, which opened on March the 17th, is Abu Dhabi's latest step towards achieving 7% renewable energy production by 2020. By that date, Abu Dhabi plans to produce 1,500 megawatts of electricity from solar power alone. Various types of solar power plants are being considered throughout the emirate, as well as nuclear power. Unlike photovoltaic solar technology or the solar panels often seen on rooftops, at Shams 1, electricity is generated from the heat of the sun rather than from sunlight. Yusuf Al-Ali, general manager at Shams Power Company, explains that Shams 1 is the only solar power plant in the world that uses booster heaters to increase the temperature, thus increasing the amount of power generated.
Shams power plant will produce around 100 megawatts, and based on average power consumption in the country, the 100 megawatts will be enough to power around 20,000 houses in the area. This project is registered with the United Nations as an emission reduction project on the CDM mechanism, and it will reduce emissions by about 175,000 tons of carbon dioxide per year. And this amount of carbon dioxide reduction is equivalent to planting 1.5 million trees or removing around 15,000 cars from our streets.
Despite Abu Dhabi's oil wealth, Yusuf Al-Ali says the emirate is committed to finding other sources of energy, including solar and nuclear.
The demand for power is going to double during the next one decade in Abu Dhabi. To cater for all this need, we need to have alternative sources of fuel. That's why Abu Dhabi now is working to diversify the sources of this power.
Fahid Fotouhi, president of Emirates Solar Industry Association, says Shams 1 is an excellent example in the region, but still faces many obstacles.
Shams 1 is great because it's the largest of its kind in the region, one of the largest in the world. It has the unique feature of being able to generate clean energy through gas boosters, even when the sun has set. The flip side is that it needs more unique conditions in order to operate well, in that it needs clear blue skies with no sand and no haze, which is, as those of us who live here in this region know, is not always the case. And the other issue is that the cost of this is typically higher than it is for other technologies such as PV.
Fahid Fotouhi explains that the plummeting cost of solar power was leading to increased demands in the Middle East. 5 years ago, 1 megawatt of power produced by photovoltaic solar technology was $5. Today, it is less than $2.
As supply continues to dwindle and as the prices of oil and gas skyrocket, we see that there's been renewed interest in solar. And at the same time, the price of solar has gone the other way. In the last 5 years alone, the price of solar photovoltaic systems has dropped by 80%. So this has opened up new markets and new applications for solar.
Abu Dhabi is set to open the equivalent of 2 solar power plants the size of Shams 1 each year if it is to meet its targets by 2020. Dubai is also looking to go solar, but with more modest ambitions of achieving 5% renewable energy production by 2030. For CRI, I'm Meng Xiao.